Is it possible that O.J. Simpson is heading back to prison?
Well, this is, you know, fresh off the heels of O.J. Simpson joining Twitter, which
we knew it was a bad idea.
I can't say with a straight face because we all knew that it was going to be good for us. Very entertaining. And on day, I think, half.
Half of the day.
O.J. Simpson got into a direct message. He slid into some DMs.
Yes.
And he started threatening someone who has a parody O.J. Simpson Twitter handle.
Yep.
And so in these videos, which are just made up of Snapchats, or excuse me, screenshots of the direct messages, O.J. Simpson allegedly sent 16 knife emojis saying, I will cut you.
Yeah, I will cut you.
I will cut you.
I'll find you and I will cut you.
Now, if these are, the screenshots are legit, which I think they are, I mean, he could get him, shocked that he got him.
Yeah.
He could get in big trouble if it's not true and he's saying that about O.J. Simpson's handle. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does that mean you could go back to prison if you have that threat and it's legit?
Is this guy, O.J. Simpson, can't be this stupid to.
Yeah.
How could he be, though?
What do you mean? What has ever given you the idea that he isn't this stupid?
Because back in the day, apparently he was very charming, this and that. And
does he mean you're smart?
Mm-hmm. No, but why would you get out of prison and then have this, everybody in the world, not everybody, thinking that you possibly committed a double murder? Then you got out of prison and threatened basically to cut somebody. And wasn't the murder done with a knife?
Yes.
Yep.
You nearly cut their heads off, which is horrible.
Can we get our official attorney on the phone on that, please?
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. And then talking about O.J. Simpson not being smart, he got off of murder, was a free man, and then got so angry about somebody that he thought stole his sports memorabilia that he took off a loaded gun in somewhere and stole it back, or said he stole it back, and then went to prison for it. He could have just lived out the rest of his life on a golf course, doing his thing. Mm-hmm.
But didn't he get a longer prison sentence? Like, isn't it assumed because he...
Yes, I've heard that.
Well...
But that's not right.
But still a free man at this point.
Yeah, right.
And also, I don't think it's smart to get into a car and have somebody drive you around for 9 hours during the infamous Bronco chase.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, so nothing that he does screams smart to me.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is really, it's quite comical. Obviously, this parody site really enrages the Jews. So, he could absolutely, his crimes were committed in Las Vegas. So he was, he was punished under Nevada law, and he remains under parole under Nevada law. And they are already, the Nevada Department of Corrections, the Office of Parole Enforcement, has already said that they are investigating. They've opened an investigation.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a crime to threaten people. And so, the O.J. defense here would be, hey, this is a parody site, and I was accused of knifing my wife, so I'm just going along with the parody. And proving his intent would be, if it was really, in the context of it, it really does look like a threat. It doesn't look like he's going along with the joke. You know, he uses a lot of really strong language, calls the guy a bee, and he says, I'm going to cut you. And he says, do you think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Yeah, that kind of takes away the joking part.
It does.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. So I think he might backpedal and say, oh, I was just joking. But I think the context of it, they're going to say no. Now, it's just a misdemeanor in Nevada to threaten someone in this way, with a tweet that doesn't, you're not right there with them where there's a more imminent threat of bodily harm. But still, this could send him back to prison if the parole commission finds it. Because, it's not just felonies that can send you back under Nevada law. So he definitely could. What they may do in this situation, it'll just depend. They'll look at the context and his age and some things like that and his good behavior in prison. Those kinds of things will still come into play. It's not like he was caught with a weapon, or one of the more serious type charges that you see. So they may warn him. They don't have to send him back. But he could. I mean, it's really dumb.
We're talking to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Very dumb. Jason Goodman made a point the other day that we didn't think O.J. Simpson knows how Twitter works.
Mm-mm.
He probably thinks he's sending, because I don't think Twitter existed when he went to prison, or it was new.
I can't imagine.
I don't think social media was a big thing before he went to prison. So he's probably thinking, I'm just sending this a message just to him.
There's never see it.
No way anyone else will see it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he also sent this guy private messages. So he has figured out how to use the public versus private messaging. So he may know more than you think. But you
well,
know,
that's
you
what he's referring to, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think he doesn't know how smartphones work, that you can capture it.
He's thinking because he sent a private message, it must be private. Nobody else is going to see it.
That's what I meant. He screenshot it.
Right.
I think he also sent him some public ones as well. I mean, the guy, he's really just, you know, he's just angry and he's just not, obviously not thinking clearly. But yeah, he's, and now he's created this record of it. And, it, you know, when he starts sending like 16 knife emojis, that's pretty over the top.
It is over the top.
He can't stay away from real weapons and then fake ones.
Right.
It's like he can't stop
himself.
He's like,
oh, this is my favorite emoji, the knife emoji, OJ Simpson.
The knife is obviously his weapon of choice, right?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
It's insane. So he could possibly go back to prison because of Twitter.
I bet you that O.J. Simpson thought joining Twitter was going to be really good for him.
Yeah.
You know, little did he know that he couldn't control his impulses. And then now it could be sending him back to prison.
Well, and we knew when O.J. Simpson in his first tweet, his video, hey, it's O.J. Simpson, blah, 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 blah. He ends it with like, I got a lot of getting even to do.
You're right. He didn't start with good intentions.
It was like a threat to everybody. Like, I'm getting even with everybody.
With everyone.
Right.
Dude, just chill, man.
All right. He's got a lot of bad juju built up there.
Juju for the juice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, do not wait. Contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.